Hey, what is the deal? What's going on? Welcome to another episode of The Designated Driver. I am Marcus D. Wilde. I want to say thank you so much for downloading your boy. You know, whatever you do, keep doing it with me. Listen, got my girls in the building tonight. We in for a good time. They looking good. All of them. They looking good.
They smelling good too.
I see y'all. Amen. Everybody got the glass of wine except me. I'm the only Christian in here. I'm the only Christian.
Jesus turned water into wine.
Yeah, he did. But I have water tonight. Okay, you all have the wine.
Amen.
Let me just see who riding with me tonight. Let the listeners find out. Over here to my left, Miss Texas, none other than Chandler Foreman. What's up?
How do you do?
I'm good. How you been?
It's good to see others, especially my other saints in the house. It's good to see all of you.
Yeah, it's good seeing you as well. Life's been okay.
Oh yeah, schooling and cooling.
Yeah. Okay.
Almost done.
Okay.
Come on.
Yeah. My girl, Rebecca.
Wow.
Williams.
Thank you.
Better known as Bishop Becca.
Let them know.
What's going on?
I'm good. Holding on, Reverend.
You got your cowgirl boots on tonight.
Your girl is a Texas girl always.
These boots are made for walking.
Hey. I don't want to sing that other song.
That's a little country.
It's okay. Indeed.
And then my other girl. Huh? The producer extraordinaire.
What you say?
I'm talking about Alexis Fly.
Come on, you better pump me up.
What's going on?
Yes. I'm just glad to be back in the carpool, man.
Why you over there bouncing like you in Atlanta, bank head.
You know, because I'm feeling that introduction. I'm feeling the energy from the ladies. I'm just happy to be back in the carpool. I can't say it enough, man.
I probably need to get in the back seat.
Yeah, you need to get in the back seat.
My energy is not looking like that.
We're going to have to pump you up. Well, listen, y'all ready to ride?
We rolling.
Let's do it.
Well, let's get into this. First things first. So listen, I want to know right now, the first time you realized somebody who you thought was your friend wasn't. I want y'all to think now. The first time you realized somebody who you thought that was your ace boom coon, your homegirl, down like four flats. And then all of a sudden something happened and you find out this really is not my friend.
Bing.
Who wanna you ready to tell?
I got the answer.
Talk to me.
I would say embarrassingly, but I actually own it.
Okay.
That didn't come for me until later, like within the last year.
Okay.
I notice frauds now, phonies. And I notice, you know, I do notice so that I don't rock with him or anything like that. But it wasn't until 21, I guess, this year as Miss Texas, that happened to me. It was one of my friends I thought was, they was one of them, I've been supporting you since you came in the pageant system, blah, 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 blah. And then I was actually sent some screenshots of them talking down on me, and it was too many people telling me through word of mouth how they actually were not for me and they were against me. And I was like, wow. And then I kind of started to see every person like that who came up to me. It was like a can't trust you until I can. Like, you were guilty until proven innocent.
So you saw some screenshots of like some text messages.
Yeah.
As Bishop would tell me, those are receipts, right?
Well, receipts sound like it to me.
Evidence.
Yeah, sound like
some
it to
melody.
Me.
That's evidence. Now, was your feelings hurt?
Yeah, as a 23-year-old woman, I'm 24 now as of yesterday. As a 23-year-old woman, when this happened to me, I cried in my mother's bosom. I did, I know. And her sweet self just embraced me. And then I know my brother was like, I saw him in the back go, like, what's wrong with her?
What's wrong with her?
What are you over here crying for? With little baby stuff, you know. But it was a sweet moment.
Bishop, talk to me.
I think for me, the first time that I had that experience, it was a childhood best friend. We had been best friends since we were kids, like maybe like four, three or four. Went to college, did pageants, Miss CAU, that whole thing. I think it was like my senior year. I actually introduced her to another one of the girls I went to high school with. Actually, her grandparents were my godparents.
Okay.
And at the time, I was getting ready, after I graduated, I was getting ready to get married. Asked her and the girl that I introduced today, both my friends, asked them to be in my wedding. And they was like, we don't know if we're going to be able to make it. You don't know if you had, now mind you this, got engaged in January, the wedding date to June. I don't know how in January you don't know what you can do by June. You got month, you got 6 months kind of, you know, get your coinage together. So like I don't really get, you know, how that worked. Yeah. But it did. I will say for me, I was kind of taken back because you couldn't have paid me to ever. We had been friends 20 some years. You couldn't have paid me to ever believe that would have been our storyline. Wow. But I'm learning, and even at 35 on this journey, that people are not interested if you're happy. They're interested in the happy of you as it equates to them fitting in to your happy. Yeah. And if they feel like they're being pushed out of your happy, then they're no longer a carpool rider with you on your train. You know what I'm saying? And so, still learning that. Still watching that. Okay. Still seeing how that moves.
Alexis.
Do you really want to know?
I really want to know.
Let me tell you something. There's this saying that says when a person shows you who they are,
believe them.
Oh, that was a say her name.
Maya Angelou.
Thank you. God rest her soul.
Yeah.
And that's my problem. My problem tends to be that when I'm done wrong by a person, you know, out of being a Christian and feeling like I have to forgive them, that forgiveness means I have to let them back in. So I let them back in. So with this one individual, and actually Bishop Becca knows who this was a roommate of mine, not once but twice in my life.
Okay.
Once she lived with me before I was married, and then we fell out over washer and dryer. Now mind you, she was living in my house pretty much rent free. Then when she was able to get some money, she paid me little. I didn't even charge her the full price, you know. She moved out on me or whatever. I was supposed to keep the washer and dryer. She needed the washer and dryer after she gave it to me, and it was like, I want my washer and dryer back because she moved in. Hold on, so what I'm supposed to wash and dry with? Because I just let you live in here free. So we fell out, you know. It seems so childish, but that was so stupid to me because you were homeless at the time. I gave you a home, and now you're trying to keep my clothes dirty. That's fine. So then the second time, you know, we got over that. Here she got over that. Some years later, she hit me up. Oh, let's, you know, rekindle our friendship. Okay, you know, that's been some years ago. She ends up homeless a second time. This time she got kids, twins. I'm married now. I'm a first lady now.
She is.
Oh, and I'm really a Christian for real. So you know, I got to help the people because now she joined the church. But now she ain't got nowhere to live, and I ain't think of Star Hope. I don't know why I ain't think of Star Hope.
I don't know why. You were anyway. You was working down there.
I was working down there. Didn't think about it. Let her kids in. One day we had a church service, and she couldn't get into a dress, and put it like this: her and my husband was late. I don't really know what happened with that. Anyway. Kicked her out. You know, you got to go. Your time is up. She was upset with that. I told you on this date, you got to meet me at the storage to come get your sugar honey iced tea. And she tells me, oh no, I don't need to meet you. I can meet your husband.
My God,
hold
that
on.
Only fighting words came. And
help me understand why you need to meet my husband to get your stuff out. Matter of fact, she called up there and told the people that she was his wife.
Yes.
I'm telling you. So
it was rough.
I should have known the first time that she wasn't really my friend.
You should have.
There was one thing she said to me, Wiley, when we were friends the first time around. She was like, you know, I look up to you and I want to be just like you. And I remember going to a sermon at the Fountain of Praise, and Pastor Remus did a sermon. He said, if anybody ever says to you they want to be just like you, run away. Far, far away. And I never forgot that. And that was one of the things she said to me. And it was a sign that I need to be very watchful and very careful of what she really wanted. If she was jealous, whatever it was, I need to get that spirit out of my house in a way. So needless to say, a third time she tried to come back into my life, and I totally said no.
Thank you. Oh, you ain't on your Christian no more.
Yeah, and I ain't no just Christian. I mean, I am a Christian, but not for her. I
want to raise my hand on this.
I want to raise my hand on this because I want to add fuel to the fire. I'm just being this way. Also, she was supposed to have baked the cake for the girl wedding. Mysteriously, the cake didn't show up.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about that.
Yes. Trifling all the way. I just didn't like it.
Actually, she was a bridesmaid in my wedding, and when we went to the reception, she didn't show up to the reception, and neither did my cake.
To bring the cake.
Supposedly, my cake toppled over in the car. So, yeah, that's my story.
So, listen, on this episode,
it's a lot.
I just believe, and you know, I'm glad I have three ladies here, because you know, I represent for the fellas.
Amen.
And you ladies can definitely represent for your gender.
Amen.
But I just believe that men, as relates to friends, associates, homeboys, whatever, I just believe men compartmentalize this way better than women. It's just my opinion. Now, it's not opinion. It's not in the Bible. It's not in the Britannica. Not in an encyclopedia. It's just Marcus D. Wiley's opinion that when it comes to friends, associates, homeboys, folk you hang out with, co-workers, so forth and so on, that we know how to compartmentalize this here. Do you know? I asked you that question because I've never, to this day, and I'm 48. What y'all said? Straight 48.
Straight 48.
Straight 48. I've never had a falling out with anybody.
I've heard that a lot from men. I've never had a falling out.
I cannot find a single reason to disagree with you.
Yeah, I don't. I don't disagree.
There's you presented this like, you know, feminine, masculine, like readiness for the argument, but I want you to know there's nothing to discuss.
No, we're not arguing.
We're going to discuss why it's like this, though. I'm saying I'm giving it to you so much because I've never agreed with you more. I'm going to give it to you. But, of course, continue. We're good.
So let me ask you, rank, or how do you put people that you meet in your life in their compartments or in categories? Or do you even do it? Let me start off, then you can follow. So I have two best friends. That I've had since 1984.
I love it.
Wow. That's dope.
You are so old.
We
were born in 85.
Yeah, y'all was born in 85, but she was born in 2010.
Yeah. Wow.
So
we old. Still made the millennial mark, not a Gen Z.
So we became best friends in the sixth grade.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We still friends today. Watch this here. Our families go on vacation once a year. We hang out when we hang out. Now, we don't hang out a lot.
Right.
And that's, you know, one thing that we'll get into later. But these are my best friends.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then I met another best friend in college.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Because we kind of grew together.
Right.
As a more adult. More adult.
Testing.
And so, I mean, this is a great guy. I have three best friends.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, after my best friends, I have some really good friends.
Got you.
Yeah.
Watch this. I'm talking about good ones.
Right.
And then after those good friends, I have people I know.
Yeah.
Who's going to bless you if you let me? I got people
that's a little joke.
I know.
Right.
Now, whether I want to call them homeboys,
associates. Yeah.
Homeboys and associates aren't synonymous.
That's going to be for you, though. But I'm just talking about I have three.
Three categories.
Categories.
Yeah. Okay. Three.
Best friend.
Yeah.
Good friend.
Got you.
Associate.
People I know.
Everybody else falls in the people I know.
Yeah. And this don't mean anything wrong with them.
No.
I just don't have the bandwidth.
Right.
Yeah.
Or the capacity to take on all of that when I already have three.
That's wild.
You do.
You know what I'm saying? So now, let me ask you ladies, and y'all jump in, whoever want to jump in first. Do you compartmentalize?
Oh, okay. Let me tell you something. Okay, because I got a friend. The spirit on me. What happens to me a lot is I have my core team of friends. Alexis, Leslie.
Right.
Then I had my other friend, but then, you know, that kind of went south. You know, we cool. So she done kind of got demoted, I guess, to the people I know.
Hey, don't use my people. That's your thing.
Okay, well, I'm just trying to put it in context. And then what happens for me is my family is very dominant in my life.
Yeah, you have, right.
So it really, I'm not even no shade to my besties, but it really run like this. Jesus, my family, my besties, and then them other folks around the way.
For sure.
Yeah, because like even at my wedding, like my maid and matron of honor were my sister.
How many did you have?
What you mean?
How many
bridesmaids
did you have?
It was a total of 9.
So watch this here.
Remember,
it's your family, your besties, but you got 9 bridesmaids. Were they family?
Some of them were family. Yeah. some of them are family, and then I have my college roommates.
Okay.
So then, okay, then that's a whole nother group. I'm sorry, that's a different group. So then we have, okay, we got Lexus and Leslie. Then we have Maya, Lauren, Ivy. Them was my college roommates.
Oh, y'all had too many friends. I mean, y'all.
And so now that I'm thinking about it, like, again, I don't have the capacity. Like, my college roommates, we don't talk all the time. So, like, I catch them up when I catch them up.
I think when you're grown, you're not going to talk all the time. Yeah. You shouldn't. But, I mean. Shouldn't.
Yeah.
You know.
I got levels. And then I got people that attach themselves to me. Like, mm-hmm. they'll just be like, hey.
Yeah.
You're my friend. And I'll be like, oh, all right.
Well, hold on, because I did that real quick. But,
no, but then I actually accepted you back.
So you did. Thank God.
Everybody didn't get accepted back. That's for
true.
Real.
That's true.
It's plenty of people that be like, oh, no, we going to be friends. And I'd be like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that's
because she can tell you. At first, I was like, oh, okay, girl, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't even know you from
and
Adam.
Then we built a friendship. Yeah.
Okay, Lexus.
Man.
Do you rank them? Or do you just
going,
hey, I'm such and such. Hey, girl, we cool. We besties.
I do now. Back then, when people would just come up to me, you know, it was automatic. You know, we've just, you know, clicked or whatever. It's like, oh, you my homegirl. Then you become my best friend. We best, you know, I don't do none of that no more because, like, with the example of the young lady that I gave, at one point she was considered a best friend. And I said, I have to reevaluate this thing and be very careful because I think we throw that word friend around way too easy.
Way too easy.
And when I think about Jesus, okay, yeah, it was, you know, 12 disciples, but it was only, what, two of them that were, three that were really, really close to him, you know, and they all failed him, as to say, in some way.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, I'm really like you. I think it's more of like companions than comrades than associates.
You know,
you see me. You see me. That's where I got it from.
I like it.
Yeah, because you know, like you said, my companions, these are people that really like know my deepest, darkest secrets, pretty much know all my business. That when I'm like about to fall apart and I can't get it together, these are the people that I call that have my back.
You need them.
And you need those. So, you know, the comrades, or like you said, you know, you're kind of your next level friends that you know what you can tell them, what you can't tell them. You know what I mean?
You can take them to.
Yeah. And then your associates, you know, your co-workers, you know, all your networking folks, them folks, you know. Right. But yeah, I'm like you because my circle is getting really, really smaller the older that I get.
I think it should.
And as it should, because you start seeing really the truth. And like you said, the bandwidth, the capacity that you have, like as you grow and you get wiser and things start to get a little bit more different in your life, like everybody's not going to roll with you into your next level. And you have to be accepting of that. And when God says, hey, that has to end, because some people are seasonal, they're not forever. I've learned how to accept that instead of being angry about it.
It's
Because you know, sometimes you think certain people gonna go with you all the way to the end, and it's just not the case.
Yeah, and that's why a lot of people fall out. Chandler, talk to me.
That's excellent.
Do you rank them?
I do. I think us as women, I mean, we compartmentalize, but like to the 10th power. I feel like that's what we do, in a sense that I remember, for a prime example, since we're talking about like throwing that friend word around, I think too, we don't understand that there in that category of friend, there is, we make up these subcategories and have these expectations, for example, for all of them, when they're not that type of friend.
Wow.
So I think about when I said, I got mad at one of my friends, and I told my other friend, I said, should I be mad right now? Because my friend didn't support me. I support them all the time. I believe in support, blah, 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 blah. And she was like, well, Chan, maybe you have to understand that might be your friend, but when you looking for support, you know not to go to that friend.
Yes.
And so I was like, wow. That slapped me in the face, because I was like, wow, I have all these expectations of how it's a two-way street, but with that person and the importance of relationships, the two-way street ain't always the same.
And that person may not have the capacity, and that's the hardest thing to like recognize.
Yeah.
That, like, you're expecting something out of somebody, but they don't have the capacity to do that.
But let me say what I said at the beginning of the 2020. Okay, if it ain't a two-way street and it's not reciprocal, we ain't friends. And I mean that.
No,
but it took me a long time to get there.
I get that too.
I feel like that still kind of should be broken down too, because if we use like, so do we have like the same expectations for all of our friends?
We need to discuss that.
That's what I'm saying, because it's like, what do you consider like?
Well, that's what I'm saying. So let's look at friend. Like I told you, I have three best friends.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If I ever needed anything, these would be the only three people I call.
Right.
I wouldn't even call family. You know, if I don't want to bring in Bible, but there's a friend
that stick.
That stick closer
than a brother.
Come on.
I wouldn't even call my family if I really needed something.
Yeah.
I'm gonna call my best friends.
Yeah.
Okay. Watch this. And these are guys that I don't hang out with every day.
Right.
I can hang out with other people. and won't even tell them what I'm dealing with, what I'm going through.
Right. That's real.
That's real.
Because as you just kind of said, Chandler, I'm just hanging out. We hang out together. We have a good time together. We go watch the game together. Right. We go play golf together. We go do all that together. But if it's some seriousness going on in my world.
You're not the person.
You're not the person.
Yeah.
And I'm not mad that they not the person. Yeah. They just not the person.
They just not the person.
Okay. And so a lot of times I think, and this one I was talking about with the gender, with guys, the reason why we compartmentalize so well is because if I just meet a dude and he's cool, let's say on my job, he's a coworker and he happened to be a fantastic guy.
Right. Yeah.
And now he say, hey man, let's go, let's kick it. You know, let's now kick it outside of work because we mesh so well at work.
Right.
Well, we'll go hang out and I'll do all that. But at the same token, I have no places open.
No vacancy.
No vacancies. I'm not hiring.
I'll get a shirt.
Yeah.
I'm not hiring. And I don't have a problem letting that person even know that.
Yes, yeah,
I'm not hiring. Nothing's wrong with this person, but I'm just not hiring. Got so they'll never have an opportunity, you know, to hurt me or to disappoint me.
Disappoint me.
And all that type of stuff because what could you do?
My expectations or my establishment with you. I mean, it didn't shock me.
We're just good.
You got three.
Let's jump into this though. Let's put it in gear because I think this is going to help us clarify a whole lot of this. Now, so just say you have friends. For me, I have friends, best friends, good friends, and people I know.
Okay.
But now, let's say you got friends, associates, homies, whatever. I'm going to ask you some who could do this with you, and then you kind of tell me. Maybe this is going to help. This will help you. This will help me,
I
though.
I told you it's therapy.
Yeah, you might think, why you were so anti-therapy at the beginning?
Well, I know, because this is therapy. Let's talk about
it. I'm just saying. I understand. This is the first step. I'm just saying. I'm not anti-therapy.
Okay.
Okay. I want to know if you for it. You know. Y'all already know. Shoot. Y'all the crew. Are you for it? Are you against it? Are you neutral? And then if it's good, we're going to park on it. But I want to know, spending the night. And what I mean by spending the night is, could this person, like you said earlier, Alexis, would you let this girl stay at your crib? Because y'all was
tight.
Y'all was tight. So that's why I'm spending the night. Who would you say, hey, if they say, I need it, I need a place to stay. Would you let this person spend the night? Associate?
Stay the night?
Spend the night. Or let's say or a couple of nights.
For extended time.
You know, hey, I'm in a jam right now.
Yeah.
I need a place to be. I need a place to stay. Hey, we hang out together. Mm-hmm. We go to happy hour together. Y'all do all that together. Okay. And now they need a place to stay.
Okay.
Talk to me. You let them stay?
What's a no? Is that part? Is that what that is? Part?
Hell no, nah, ministries.
I'm against.
Hell no, ministries.
Hell no, ministries.
Hell no, ministries.
No, I'm against it, obviously, for what you heard me talk about earlier. Before because of what I've experienced previously. The only person that I probably would be my best friend.
Okay.
Rebecca, absolutely. I trust her. I know she ain't going to try to come in and take my man. Like, I ain't got the kind of issues.
I know. You know what I'm saying? I'll punch him in the face. Anything.
You know what I'm saying? That's not something I even have to be concerned with. Associates and anybody after best friend, that's a no. Because this is why they call me to plug. I got some resources for you. I can suggest some places for you. I will get on the internet and find you somewhere to go. I will call your own mama for you.
So one of your coworkers who you go to lunch with two, 3 times a week cannot just you want to give them a place.
Nope. They Star Hope. They homies go to Star Hope.
Chandler, would you? Some of your pageant girls, girls that you was in the pageant with, you've grown real close to. I even know you be on, y'all be on Zoom together, all that type of stuff. They need a place. They need a place to stay.
Okay. See, here we go with that. It jumps back to that first question, the compartmentalizing, because I feel like some of them was, you know, healthy, beautiful competition, not nasty, not mean, but then there was some fraud. Competitors, pageant girls who I was real tight with. So if they needed somewhere to stay, probably not. But I feel like if the other ones, for example, who were, I guess, like I said, healthy competitors and stuff, I would allow them to stay with me. I'm still compartmentalizing in my head, like making subcategories of like, just to jump, because you say, oh, you go out with, I actually go out with my homegirls. Of course I let her stay.
Right.
But I can also go out with somebody who I've just been, has been my go out buddy for the past 2 or 3 weeks.
What are your homegirls? Do you consider your homegirls your best friends?
I got I never really talked about it, and I'm not trying to interject now, but I didn't really talk about
are you whispering
all of
that. No, what's going on?
Just because y'all on volume 800.
Come on, Miss Texas,
I got to kick up.
You know we do it loud and proud and big in Texas.
I know we in Texas.
Because I'm just playing with you.
My homeboys are not my best friends. That's what I'm saying. This as a man,
you know what? Okay, got it.
They're not my best.
My home girl. No, they're not my best friends. You're right. You're right.
Oh, okay.
You're right.
Okay. So would you let them stay? Your homegirls?
My homegirls? Yeah. Honestly, though, I'm real specific with my vocabulary, like you just said. But who I call my homegirls, as a matter of fact, if they needed a place to stay, honestly, I would. Otherwise, you wouldn't get the title. Homegirl is a step above, to me, people you may know.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
not homegirl, but yeah. Okay. Go ahead, sorry.
Bishop.
Okay, I be getting burned in life, so.
Yeah, I feel you, sis.
You be getting burned.
Because this happened to me. I'm a church girl, so shout out to the Potter's House. I literally could have took a stock at the Potter's House. My mom was a minister there. Like, I was at church Sunday to Sunday, okay? And so, you know, this was a church member that mom had put her out, and me, my other best friend say I pick up strays, and I don't know what that, she a hater, so don't talk to her.
I
pick up strays, but like for me, my heart always goes out to people in that way, but I always end up getting burned in that way. And so sis, I was
rightfully
like, mama,
so, but go
but mom, I was like, mama, can she stay? She don't have nowhere to go. Sis came, stayed. I was gonna go to college, like stayed, thought she was going to Clark Atlanta with me. Like, she ain't never applied, like nothing. She just thought she was going with me everywhere. Mm-hmm. And see, that's the thing. In situations like that, I'ma say no, because people feel like, and this is just with me, if I let you come in here, and this is like, this not my best friend. This is like a friend. We cool at church. You see what I'm saying? We not best friends, but we cool at church. You see what I'm saying? But them people right there, they feel like they can attach themselves to me, and we gonna ride the train on in the glory. Now that ain't how that work. You know
what
I'm saying?
But they think that because you all or you're not making it clear where we are as friends or...
So what I'm supposed to announce to you when you come here, you're not my best friend. You are the people I know.
Honestly, so you're saying we're not establishing boundaries.
I'm not against that communication.
Not only are you not establishing boundaries, but, okay, everybody will not be as outspoken as I am.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So I get that part. Mm-hmm. Right. But at the same token, I'm saying, you got to look at, okay, I'm going to tell this story right quick. Gotcha. My wife, she hates that I'm going to tell this story, but I got to tell it because it's good right here.
Yeah.
So one of my wife's homegirls, friends, or whatever you wanted to call her, she needed a little place to stay for a couple of days. Now, this one, I was working in D.C., so I'm out of town.
Right.
I'm out of town working. I'm not at the house.
Yeah.
So, you know, Erica's very nice, very sweet, gonna help. If she can help, she's gonna help you. So she helped a young lady,
right,
you know, get a place to stay for, you know, a couple of days or whatever, a couple of weeks, whatever she need to do. And so I decide one day I'm gonna sneak home and see my wife. I'm gonna fly in.
Yeah, you finna surprise.
Right.
Yeah,
surprise my wife. Right. Now, mind you, I don't know the young lady is at the house.
Oh man, you got surprised. I already know where he's going.
I don't know the young lady at the house. Oh. So I come in, I'm like, hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? You know, I'm like, well, Erica. Oh, you know, shoot, Erica went to Dallas. Erica went home.
Oh God, dog.
So I say, well, okay. I mean, I'm where I'm supposed to be.
Yeah, you at your house.
I'm at my house.
Yeah, that's where I live.
I'm at my house.
If anybody gotta go, you gotta go.
So I get to the house. So you know, I call Erica. I said, hey. She's like, hey. I said, hey. I'm in Houston. I come home to see you. You know, try to surprise you. You ain't there. Erica's like, oh man. I think she told me maybe told me she's gonna go to Dallas or something, and I forgot or whatever. So anyway, Erica was like, oh, wait, I'll call you right back.
Yeah, she got
Erica got right off
she got
the phone.
Yeah, she got the
go. Oh, yeah, she got the
call.
Go.
Hey, you got to get up out of here.
Yeah, here. You got to go, now, sis.
But, I applaud
but
that.
But now here is.
Wow.
But here's my point, though. The point I'm making is with guys, I wouldn't have never had anybody at this house that I could not have left my wife with. I'm saying I wouldn't have had anybody spend the night over here
yeah.
at my house. I'm just talking about guys.
Yeah.
I got you.
I don't care who these other people are.
Yeah, but
I'm just probably, you probably just ain't gonna be able to spend the night.
I think we don't trust any woman. It don't matter who it is.
And that might be women as well too.
Right. And just, if
you ain't
finna
put no pressure on.
Thank you. And as a man, I wouldn't trust no man in your house with your wife. We know he is tight, but no.
Right, but I'm just saying, you don't expect it to happen. But
I'm
saying,
yeah.
But with my three best.
Yeah, you know. There's a line. Oh, yeah. They won't even think about
it. Yeah, they you can trust them.
Yeah, I get that.
But of course, I still ain't finna put no pressure on them.
Yeah. I mean, I don't create a test.
I get that because, like, for instance, if I were still married in some situation, like, Rebecca needs to stay, like, that wouldn't even been a thought. I wouldn't even, girl, go in that room. Be like, I wouldn't. I mean, she wouldn't do that. But I'm just saying.
God bless.
Yeah, but I'm saying.
When you leave, I'll go in.
But to his point, like, the type of relationship I have with her and trusting her that much as my best friend and knowing her to the core, and I'm talking about Bible best friend, like, I wouldn't worry about that. Now, you know, I don't want you staying there for, you know, two, three months.
So
you know
what I'm saying?
But it was just
900 dukes.
See, that's another thing. That'll ruin a whole friendship.
But you told him, make yourself at home.
No,
let me move because we'll get on that. What about going on vacation? I share with y'all, I go on vacation. Me and my best friends, we go on vacation. We talked about doing this here as kids.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Since 84, 85, when we get older, we're going to, our families, we going on vacation together.
Yeah.
Okay. Now watch this. We have other people who want to join in. They do. And watch this. And people that we love. I ain't saying people that we don't love. I'm talking about people that we have genuine love for.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. Could be saints.
This ain't y'all trip.
No, because they might change the trajectory.
It's just family. And this is our family. Yeah. It's how we call it family and friends. But you know, it's just our family.
Right.
You know, anytime I plan a trip, I always try to plan around the idea of who's going to kind of get along with each other, who's going to mesh. You know, that's how we plan. So if it's not a core group of friends that kind of already know each other, I don't really like to invite that random person nobody really know. Or if I know a friend, don't get along with them, because I want to have a good peaceful trip.
You want to have fun.
You know, that's the whole point of going on vacation. So, yeah. And if it's a family and friends type of thing, we need to keep it family and friends, because if you invite somebody else who's looking over here what I got, then I'm going to have to beat that person. And we ain't got time for that on tonight.
Married, or if they married on the rocks and then they come into the cell. No, you can't come.
I think you gotta be strategic about that and be very thoughtful in your planning.
Right.
Yeah. Chandler, you was in Miami, I believe, at the beginning of Corona with some people.
Continue.
Telling all your business.
Continue.
Going on vacation with
Beat me while I'm down.
She talking about beat me while I'm down.
Yeah. Baby, y'all
But I'm saying, so going on vacation, do they have to be best friends, or you can, or you don't mind just going on vacation, getting rentals, staying in hotels with homegirls?
Well, it depends, because I had to find out, unfortunately, I had to find out some girls were not those girls to go on trips with, if that makes sense.
Did you find that out when you went this last time?
Oh, wow. No, now you want to know too much. I've been
I don't want to get into the specifics, but I just hear so many stories.
But yes,
especially from, again, I'm not trying to go dirt on the ladies
for sure.
But man, they find out all the time, like doing these things.
Right.
When somebody spent the night, I had to borrow a car. I had to loan some money.
Yeah.
We was on vacation, and then all of a sudden, y'all get this epiphany, this awakening that this is not who I thought she was.
No, okay.
So too much time.
We got a great example of that.
We have a great example. We went to the Stella Awards. What was that about?
I remember when y'all was there.
Yeah. We went to the Stella Awards, and we had a third rider with us.
Oh, man.
I don't know the third rider.
And that third rider was L.A. Loco. Okay? She was L.A. Loco. She didn't look loco when she got on the plane. We didn't know she was loco. She was cool. She was established. You know, she was active. We thought, you know, girl, you own girl. Add on to the own crew, okay?
Add on to the own.
That girl, my brother, is in Vegas. He live in Vegas. He taking us out. He on the stunt show. He taking us out.
Yeah.
We at the dinner table.
And it was my birthday.
It was her birthday. We trying to celebrate. My brother pulling all the stops. Yeah. We in here living the good life. Sis gets into a whole loud argument in the restaurant with my brother, who is financing us all.
Yeah.
He financing us, okay? And you have the unmitigated gall to stand up in here and start talking loud, and then she left, and it was dramatic, and then she got on the plane, and did she pay her half of the room? See what I'm saying?
I don't even think she did. She left in the middle of the night and went back to the airport, like that kind of stuff. And it was just like, see, this is why you don't invite people on trips that you don't really know in that way. Yeah. But we got to know her more from that experience.
Yeah. That was crazy.
That's why I say be strategic and thoughtful in your planning.
Yeah, you did see us down there.
I saw you.
Oh, that's right. Well, we was on the plane.
Oh, yeah, on the plane. That's why I said I saw y'all there. I didn't remember no third leg.
But did you know? But do you remember why we almost didn't make it on the plane?
Because y'all wasn't dressed right.
Ripped jeans.
Y'all had on ripped jeans.
That's another story for another day.
I remember that. But again, I'm not trying to poo-poo the ladies with this here. But you rarely see men fall out like this. Like, we rarely get somewhere. I'm talking about people that going together. We rarely get somewhere and go, oh, dude, is we already know he crazy.
Yes.
Before we even leave, we already know, this dude here, he with us, he lie all the time. We already know he lie. We already know this dude lie. We already know this dude get drunk and put on the seat. We already know this. So when we there, it's not a, oh my God, it's not a.
So what do you think it is for women? Like, do you think that women put on one face?
No.
You know, one place?
No,
or
I just
didn't see it?
I just think, I don't know, maybe because y'all are nurturers by nature.
I think we genuinely want to believe the best.
You want to believe the best for everybody, and you just kind of go, and you all do a lot of talking with each other, maybe oversharing, oversharing, I mean, information that probably shouldn't even be told.
Let me sip on that.
You know, because all of a sudden, now it'll get thrown back in your face.
Oh, sip
later.
Sip.
But let me get to this one. Forward, you against it, or neutral, or we need to park on it. The bridesmaids.
My God, today.
Bridesmaids. So, in your wedding, because you said, Bishop, you had nine.
I think it was like nine, eight or nine.
I think like eight or nine.
Yeah.
In your wedding.
Mm-hmm.
How many of them today do you talk to?
Let me go back and look at my picture.
Pretty much all of them. I know that's funny. Yeah, girl. Yeah, you talked to them. Yeah, you talked about maybe. Okay, let me get out her life. Actually, for maybe like out of that, only two of them that I don't really in contact, and that was because they're my ex-husband's family.
Okay, I got you.
But pretty much everybody else that was in there, I pretty much talk to still now.
Yeah,
because it was my three other roommates from college, Alexis, my sisters, and then his sister and his cousin. So pretty much everybody I still talk to.
Okay,
yeah.
Have you found your stuff yet, Alex?
I don't remember how many I had, but it was a lot.
I know I was cute. That's all I know.
So
I
think do it
was
you like, talk to
him? Two of them I know I don't. The one that I told you. But the matron.
Matron of,
don't look.
No,
up.
She was the maid. I was the matron. Let me know.
Oh, I can't remember. Yeah, she was the maid.
No, she don't talk to her.
I don't talk to her anymore. Mm-mm.
So the matron is different from the other girl.
The matron is married. The maid is not.
Okay.
So
the maid. So you don't talk to them two anymore.
She talks to the matron.
I sure don't.
Now, Chandler, you're not married, but do you foresee just having one of these grandiose weddings where you just, because, you know, I see women that, you know, they want that big wedding. They want that. And this here's my thing before you answer, Chandler. Your wedding is, to me, you know, this, we confessing our love for one another in front of everybody. And it should just be people who really.
Preach that.
You know, just.
It's sacred. It should be intimate.
It should be intimate. Just, you know, because you see people with 20 bridesmaids or 15 bridesmaids, 15 groom. Come on, cuz. So, what do you think? What would you do?
Honestly, you couldn't be any more correct. But if I counted, I would probably have 11.
11
bridesmaids. I was agreeing with you on the fact of like to have 20 bridesmaids. Yeah. That seems grandiose.
Would you just be putting all these people in just because you know them?
Oh, no.
Or just, you know.
Yeah, I feel like.
Would it be exclusive for friends, close ones, or will it be for,
guess what? Talking about how women subcategorize everything, I think a wedding is a prime example. You got maid of honor, you got matron of honor, you got the bridesmaid. It's even levels to that flower. You know, it's different levels. So I'm saying, obviously my maid of honor would more like be my sister and my, I'd actually have two, my best friend and my other bridesmaids. You wouldn't make the cut if you wasn't that level of friend. You feel me? It makes sense in my head.
It makes sense in your head.
If that makes
it, and really, you're not really fine. She probably really won't know until it happens to her.
Yeah, for sure.
You know,
but it's something you need to think about.
It's something. Yeah. It's definitely something you need to think about and get some wisdom and guidance from us who've experienced it.
Because you'll lose friends.
Yeah,
because you got married.
No, because they was not selected.
Oh, that's true.
To be in your.
Oh man, that's.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
See, I didn't lose any partners.
Wow. Because you already. You know why I think I wouldn't know? You know why I think I wouldn't? Because
you think you wouldn't what?
I'm
think you wouldn't what? Lose friends?
No, that's not what I'm saying. Oh. When it comes to picking people in my wedding, is what I'm saying. Y'all are saying you'll soon find out and you'll lose friends.
No, I say you could possibly lose friends because let's say you say we have 7 slots,
yeah,
right. And you hang with 15 right. women.
Why would you have 7 slots again?
I mean, I'm just using that as an example.
Yeah, just because sometimes you know in your wedding party when you're wedding planning, you kind of have to start narrowing the number down. You know what I'm saying? So it might not be a situation where you can have all 11 that you want.
Got
so you kind of have to be like, okay, I gotta pick my best nine. You know what I'm saying?
And
so who do I pick based on you know level of friendship or what? Or can I play? Can they be the hostess?
Right.
Who not gonna be offended to be the hostess? Because some people get offended.
No, people get offended.
Yeah, they be like, so that's what I'm saying.
So people be like, oh,
so we still categorize
that's the bridesmaid. But I'm over here. I'm the usher.
Yeah,
I'm the host.
That's so true.
You know what I'm saying?
That's how folks act. So then you put people on program.
You got me greeting at the reception.
Yeah,
I think women wildly take that as what their positions are in that woman's life. That's how we receive it. Because I ain't gonna lie to you, I had a friend in college that I thought we were closer than what we are, and she made me a hostess in a wedding. I was like, I'm not a bridesmaid like I did. I was real confused. I was so confused. I had her planned on my list to be my bridesmaid for future stuff. My feelings was hurt, you know.
I got a question.
Yeah.
Should we do bridesmaid for bridesmaid? If you was a bridesmaid in my wedding,
I
actually thought that.
All this stuff is revealing.
Go back to our
watch this. I want to end with this because I want to end with this. I'm going to end with my wedding.
Yeah.
I'm going to end with my wedding. I want to end with this here. I believe a wedding, one of the major symbols of compartmentalization.
Okay. I agree.
Come on,
I don't even know if that's a word, but I felt it.
Put it on the show.
I think it is.
Watch this. It is compartmentalization. Yeah. Listen, a wedding. Because in a wedding, watch this, you have all these friends.
Right, you do.
And now this wedding will let you know who is really who I'm really rocking with.
Right. Come on, preach, Pastor Wiley.
When me and my beautiful bride, Erica Monique Wiley, when we
she was Shaw
at the time. it was in 1997, August 23rd, we got married. But watch this. So Erica has 2 sisters. She had a, what do y'all call them? Maid and a matron.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She have 2 sisters. It was perfect because I have 2 best friends.
Right.
So I had my 2 best friends. Bam, bam. Corey, Maurice.
There you go.
Then Erica had like 2 best friends.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
She had her 2 best friends. I said, perfect. Because now I have
2 homeboys.
I got my 3rd best friend.
Right.
Right.
And I have my good friend.
Yeah.
You go.
Okay. Good friend. Mm-hmm.
So now we rolling.
Yeah.
Erica says, oh no, I got more people.
Wow.
So now watch this. I'm tapped out.
Yeah, you're like right out.
Because I'm looking at it, this is my wedding.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I know some people. I know people everywhere.
Yeah, right.
But this is my wedding.
Yeah.
And so I'm going, who else? And plus, we ain't got no money. That's another thing.
Yeah.
We broke it and broke. And so Eric was like, because I got to get this young lady. You know, and it was a couple that we were at the time.
Hanging out with.
Mm.
And so, and you know, kudos to them. They cool, everything cool.
Right.
But
You really want them.
And so now here I go. I got to find me.
I got to get.
So boom. All that to say, I had cats because I'm married fresh out of college. So the guys I'm hanging with, they are ushers. They doing all type of things. I got them involved.
Right, they are poor.
But they know, these guys up here in these suits.
Right, they already know.
They know these my guys.
Right.
But then I had 2 additional guys up there in suits that really wasn't my guys. They should have been ushers.
Yeah. Right.
But because of Erica,
they had to be in the line.
So watch this. Okay. I say all that to say, so we get married, boom, everything good. Man, a couple of years ago, one of the guys that I had in the wedding, he had to go to prison for armed robbery. Watch this here. Cool fella. We still cool this day. But this was out the blue. This was like,
right.
Yeah. When I heard that he had to go to prison for armed robbery.
Right.
You know, the first thing I thought, he was in my way.
Yeah. That's real.
No, I wasn't embarrassed. I'm just saying.
He was in my way.
He was in my wedding.
Now he your friend.
Yeah.
No, we cool. Actually, I'm going to call him a good friend.
Okay. Yeah.
But I'm just saying, he was in my wedding. You would never think. You know, this stuff you see on movies.
Exactly.
And in the news.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, right.
But I also go back to, he wouldn't have been in my wedding.
Yeah. Real talk.
If you had known. I'm not blaming E. I'm just saying. I'm going back to my point that you ladies, when you all kicking it with people at the time, all that, you like say, okay, this is y'all bring them in.
Yeah,
and
true.
And I'm going, no, we're kicking it. We are cool.
Yes.
But you outside of this gate.
Well, I'm going to say this, Reverend, and this might sound, it might sound what it's going to sound, but it's real. Thank God for COVID, because COVID has killed that noise.
Okay.
So really, at this point, if you get married anytime up in these Corona streets, it's going to be a small crew of folks.
Yeah,
and so everybody going to know who they is. You might get a Facebook invite to the wedding.
It's true.
It is what it is. Like, and I ain't going to lie, if Corona has not taught us anything on this journey, you have found out who is real.
Who is real.
Baby girl would say, who is fraud? Because the people that ain't called to check on you up and through this hill.
Exactly.
God missed that. They didn't never need to be in the lineup.
But it's some folk I wouldn't even expect out. Because watch this, because I'm not calling. Like, No, feel me on this.
I hear you.
I'm not checking. I know my guys and my best friends and my good friends, yes. People I know, if they cross my mind or something like that, yes. But they are not on my mandatory board.
But I'm talking about the mandatory.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm talking about the mandatory people. Like, if I ain't hear from sis, I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, okay.
Or if she hear from me, we would feel some type of way. But I ain't talking about the people you know. I'm talking about.
Well, look here, I gotta get out of here. I gotta get out of here. It's been real. I wanna say thank you so much, ladies. Hopefully, I don't want y'all getting broke up, shook up, and beat up over finding out somebody who you thought was your friend, not your friend. Come on with these handles. Give them to me, Chandler. How can the folk keep up with you?
Thanks for the therapy session today, guys. But, my Instagram is Chandler_Moire, MOIRE. And my Facebook is the same thing.
Boom. Bishop.
It's your girl, Bishop Becca. You can follow me at Bishop_BEKAH, like Rebecca in the Bible. Or out of upgraded Reverend. You can also go to bishopbecca.com.
Come on, boy.
Yes.
BishopBecca.com
and check it out.
Talk to me, Alexis Fly. Congrats. How can I keep up with you?
Look here, I just want to tell y'all, be like Drake, hashtag no new friends. Find me at IG TheAlexis_Fly. TheAlexis_Fly. Come DM me. Get in my DM.
My God, we out of here.